How we're doing on this fine Tuesday morning? Far so good. How about yourself? I'm doing all right. It sounds like it's a little bit foggy up there, a random one.
Don't know. I don't see any fog and I don't see any rain.
Rain in the area. There's a few storms around.
To my south, so it's probably what it is. That'd be right over the repeater.
Just a brand new building I'd never noticed before. Man, they must have really threw that one up pretty good bit. 15 and 29, kind of right behind the little Chinese buffet. There's some new little, looks like a little strip mall, like.
I know where you're talking about. They've been working on that for a little while.
Somehow I just now noticed it. That road was so long, it ain't even funny.
So?
I double with you. Go ahead.
I just said that I don't know how long or what it's supposed to be, but they've been working on it for at least a month now.
So long since I've been down that road. I don't know what there is there.
You go yesterday.
No, it was pretty quiet day yesterday. Played catch up. And I had to take the company truck for oil change and check out. But other than that, wasn't nothing special.
Monday can be a headache some days.
But since I was off on Friday. Now, I did have, I don't know, about 20 packages waiting on me to receive in and that when I got there. But, you know, sometimes they just come in really late. You just don't have time to do anything with them.
It's been getting later and later to get to the house. I mean, I've been there 9 o'clock and they come pulling in to make deliveries.
That's what time my part's going to get here. And it's like, yeah, sometime today.
And they're, well, talking to Shane, they're running at pretty high demand or heavy loads. So, I mean, with everybody shipping everything anymore instead of going to the store, I can see why.
I ain't seen my regular UPS driver in a couple of weeks now. I don't know what happened to him.
Did I have a regular UPS driver anymore? It's a different one every day.
About that one spot I go through, but boy, the static is terrible. If I lived around there, I'm sure I wouldn't be able to receive anything.
Something around there. LED lights or something is causing a problem.
A 2-meter test go last night.
I'm not sure the results haven't been put out yet. Got to turn everything in and they got to put it all together. But I was able to hear Gary, KI4DOS, and talk to him last night. So that was an improvement for me.
And you guys are doing that on 2-meter AM?
No, 2-meter FM.
Tired by the time this next weekend gets here. I feel it already.
Kids wearing you out.
And to recoup, you know, did that long drive in one day and then you know, played hard the next 2 days and that. Then you got to work and then when I get off of work, I got that long drive again.
Gonna be struggling. I don't know. That'd be tough, but you'll get it done.
So July is gonna be taking a bunch of naps.
Next week off.
My boss letting you off, huh?
Call that guy in to let me have some time off.
Since probably all half your businesses are shut down for the holiday, right?
Yeah, there's about 50% of them that shut down for a couple of days, then some for the week, and then the other excuses come in why they can't pay their payment or this, that, or the other, so it's better just to go ahead and not burn the diesel fuel.
Wasting fuel, that's for sure.
I'm going to take the week. and try to get the house put back together from doing the kitchen remodel and all that. So that's my plan for next week.
The gas prices go down right now.
I haven't heard one way or the other what's causing it. So I don't know. Unless people just aren't driving as much, demand's down. I know Shane and I were talking about it last week, last Thursday when I was on Wade Hampton all day. I had no trouble getting out in traffic. There was big gaps. It was like there was half the traffic on the road there normally was. And he was seeing the same thing over on Whitehorse. Now, that's just us with our personal observation, but, you know, we're out on the road all day long, so we got a good feel for what traffic's usually like.
You might be right on that. I hadn't really, you know, I ain't out on it enough to notice. I'm just there at, you know, the rush hour times.
I know on Thursdays, I usually have to fight to get out into traffic and get around like I need to on Wade Hampton. It was nothing last week. I mean, it's just like I was on a Sunday drive.
It seems like there's quite a few cars out here.
Not the people going to work, but after that, the people that don't work, that are running the roads all day, it just didn't seem like there was quite as much traffic as there normally was last week.
Hampton, as far as Lyman?
Terrible.